every single part of the grand man is spirits. There's no physical structures. It's all spirits. Whether you're in the wall of the intestine or you're the fluids moving through it or whatever, it's all spirits. We're dealing with representatives. You know, remember, this is representative. And it has to be that way because we've got no other way of grasping what is truly a spiritual understanding of things. We have to anchor it in something concrete. So we're given these images. So when we talk about it, it's a spiritual being. And what does that mean? Well, it is thoughts and affections that are organized into forms. That's what the grand man is. It can't be anything else. So the whole thing is a living being. You know, as you go through and you really look at some of the digestive stuff in the about the grand man, you know, like first of it's the lips, then it's the teeth. And there are other places which talks about that process of stronger acids are required. You know, this is all how things are processed, how we are processed through this work. But the end in view is to serve the grand man, which is a manifestation of the Lord, of the Word.